you're not producing a clear scope of work, of what's included, what's not included, what could change this, if you're not getting on the same damn page, you're screwing yourself over and you're making it easy for people to question you and not pay you.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is The Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, fighters, I'm excited to run my mouth here for a few minutes with you guys today on a topic that I am seeing become more and more of an issue because y'all ain't doing some basic shit. I'm getting ready to do a video on this for the YouTube channel Contractor Fight TV, but I wanted to get this out to you guys quickly before all the editing is that's done, because every day that you don't have some of these things on straight is another day that you're going to struggle needlessly financially. So here's three things that, in my opinion, if you ain't doing these three things, you don't deserve to fucking get paid. And that's the problem I'm seeing all the time right now in the Facebook group and emails and all this crap I'm getting. Tom, this customer stiffed me. They're screwing me out of my money. They agreed to additional work and now they're not paying me, or they're hiding from me and this and that. Guys, here's the problem. Right out of the gate, 99% of you that have a problem collecting fucking money on a regular basis, it's your damn fault. Because number one, you're not taking it seriously. Number two, you're not setting proper expectations with people. Number three, you're not delivering a great experience. You're not honoring the time frame. You're not doing what you said you were going to do. You're not even honoring your own damn payment terms in your contract, if you even have a fucking contract. Take a breath. So here's the deal. You know, it's funny. When I think back to doing hundreds of jobs a year, maybe once a quarter, twice a year, we'd have somebody that, you know, bitched about paying us or whatever, but it wasn't because of anything other than we dropped the ball on one of the things I'm talking about today. So guys, if you're having a problem more than once a quarter, honestly, collecting money, then you got to get your head out of your ass. So here's the thing. So many guys are scratching their heads, wondering why the client's not going to pay, when in reality, it's pretty simple if you follow these three things. So the first thing is this. You need to have a clear scope of work. I am blown fucking away. I am blown away by how many of you are doing work without a clear scope of work that is on paper and is agreed upon between you and the client. Like, if you're not producing a clear scope of work, of what's included, what's not included, what could change this, if you're not getting on the same damn page over and over again, meaning when you're selling the job, when you're estimating the job, when you sell the job, before you start the job, through daily updates on the job site with your foreman and the customer and all this other stuff, if you're not setting expectations of what this clear scope of work looks like, and then keeping everybody in the loop throughout the progress of the project, you're screwing yourself over and you're making it easy for people to question you and not pay you. All right? Like, if you're installing doors, but you're not painting the doors, that needs to be spelled out in a scope of work. And what conversation you have with somebody doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter what you said and what the homeowner said. You know why? Because they've probably had a bunch of conversations with other guys, and they can't keep all the conversations straight. Who said what was included, what was the scope, and all this other crap. They have life going on. You have life going on. Stop relying on the conversation you had with somebody 3 weeks ago, and then you bill them now, and they're like, what the hell is this for? It's because you didn't take the time to produce a clear scope of work and get your estimating process in check. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. Second thing is, you're not playing good defense. And what I mean by that is you don't have clear payment terms in your contract. Fuck, half of you guys don't have a contract. If you don't have a contract, you don't fucking deserve to get paid. It's that simple. That is the agreement. That's the, like, we're cutting our hands and shaking, blood brothers. What the hell you do with that, right? Spit in your hand and shake. That's what the contract is. It's good defense. It's there to protect you, protect them, and have no surprises for either party. And in that contract, you have the clear scope of work. You have when we get money, when you're going to pay the final bill, what happens if you don't, and on and on and on. Here's the other problem that a lot of guys have. It's self-imposed, right? That you're not getting paid. And I used to do this. So I live this, guys. I would have all these terms spelled out in my contract, but I wouldn't honor them. I remember a builder once I was working for. He used to just like bitch slap us all around with the schedule because I didn't honor things. Like if he didn't give me the draw I needed when I needed it, we kept working. And so he just kept piling crap on us. And then one day I got wise and I called him up and I said, hey, dude, we're supposed to start the trim package for you, you know, putty, sandcock, painting, all that other shit of this beautiful custom home. And I said, I need our progress payment. Or I needed the payment to start of whatever percent it was of the job before we start, or we're not going to be able to start on Thursday or whatever day I was going to start. And I left him two or three messages over the course of a week. The day came for us to start and we didn't show up. And we warned him, we sent texts, emails, all this, and he just blew us off, because I finally stuck my flag in the ground and said, we have to honor our own payment terms, because if we don't, nobody else will. He called me up, where the hell are you guys? You're supposed to start. I said, dude, told you. Last week, I said, I got to take control of this. I can't keep doing jobs without getting the money I need, because it just causes much problems later on. Well, guess what, guys? When I took charge of that and honored my own terms, so did he from then on out. So honor the terms that you lay out, because if you don't, you can't expect the customer to honor those terms either. And remind them, you know, send them a text. Hey, we're at the 50% mark come this Friday or whatever. I'm going to need a check for X amount of dollars per our contract, per our agreement. Have a clear scope of work, have a frickin' contract with your payment terms in it. And the third thing is, when somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, can you add this? Can you change this? Any change, addition, whatever to the original scope of work that was agreed upon requires a change order. And what that means is, my good buddy Neil, his policy was you stop, drop, and roll. Somebody says, hey, I want this, I want to make a change, whatever. You stop what you're doing. You drop everything. You literally stop what you're doing, drop everything, and you grab your work order sheet, and you basically get into the role of protecting the financial part of your business here. You have a conversation with the client. You say, hey, we're happy to do that. It shouldn't cost more than this, blah, blah, blah. You write it up and you put it on in paper. They sign it and this and the same thing. There's payment terms and all that. Like I know some guys that if you want additional work, you got to pay for it up front at the time that you ask for the additional work. Other guys do it the same way they do any other contract. They get X percent right now and, you know, throw the rest on the end. However you want to do it, get it in writing. Because if it ain't in writing, it doesn't exist. And it's not because people are bad people and they're trying to rip you off. 99% of the time, they got a bunch of other shit going around in their minds. And so do you. And you forget things. You forget prices. You forget scopes of work. You forget you agreed upon something. Or maybe the husband told you to do it or the wife told you to do it. And then the husband says, fuck that. I ain't paying that bill. I didn't approve that. Okay. You're in that position because you didn't get a signature. So guys, listen, when payment is an issue, it usually comes down to the contractor doing a better job of setting expectations, delivering a great experience. Honor the time frame. Don't let these projects drag on and on and on. Okay? That's all part of the experience. And it's much easier to get paid when you deliver a great experience, when you've had these conversations up front, when you've set these expectations. It's been my experience with the crazy amount of contractors me and my team have worked with through the years that just about every single case, hands down, every time a contractor's not getting paid, it's his own fucking fault. All right, so pull your heads out of your ass, clear scope of work, payment terms, stop, drop, and roll. I'm out. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.